Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings, welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence.
Hi, Mark. It's nice to see you today. You're looking strikingly handsome. Wait a second. I don't have to do that yet.
Never mind.
Well, all right. All right. Just write it down that I did it. And that it's out of the way for the month of June.
I ain't writing nothing down. The contract's a contract. You got to do it next month. That's all right.
I'll do it again then.
Oh, and you don't have to do it if you accidentally did it a week early. No, sorry. Doesn't work that way.
All right. Well, if you say so.
Well, Joe McGranahan is across from me, and I am contractually obligated to say that there's a four-letter word that he actually likes when people yell at him from across the dinner table, and it is...
Papa?
Yes. You had to think about that. You're off your kilter this morning. But, yeah, welcome aboard, everybody.
Mostly it's over. My 14-year-old grandson sometimes calls me something else.
Oh, well, yeah, he's learning.
Now Baldy.
Ask him what's going on in the world now that he knows everything.
Right. He does.
All right.
Smart kid.
Welcome on board, everybody. It is the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Very subpar liberal on the show and playing a, try to be ultra-liberal, but I just don't know enough about what they really feel. But Joe is an actual conservative. He listens to a few things, but readily dismisses many other good ideas.
Quite often, yes.
And is here to tell us that there's an update from Hunter College up in New York, so we'll talk about that.
This is a fascinating story.
Hold on, I'm holding off,
but I'm just so excited about this.
Yeah, your least favorite professor's been fired, so this is a good day.
Well, and more than that, she's apparently really off the rails.
All right. Lynn Hall is our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass, taking great care of us today, so we appreciate that. She's already answered one phone line. Now she's got another one going, so she's busy. All right. So we'll get to our phones momentarily here. EB sends us a letter, so we have some sort of a talking point to get started as it relates to...
The Catholic...
Drag queens. Okay.
Drag queens and Catholic priests.
All right. So we can chit-chat about that. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Do please check them out at Sunbury Motor. Motors.com. Oh, they sold another one of these Tellurides. Just the fantastic vehicle with the long sunroof down the middle. And another one in my color. It's like a bluish-gray putty color. Oh, it's just fantastic.
That's your color?
I love it. I think
you
that's
look Caucasian
color.
To me.
You're right. Well,
your shirt looks like blue putty.
The truck I'm in now is red, so it stands out. But these putty colors fit fantastic. But all right, so that's the Sunbury Motor Company. I'll have more to say about them as the show progresses.
It's appropriate you drive a red truck, given your communist leanings.
Ah, there you go. They say red trucks are in accidents more.
Really?
The red vehicles.
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe the people drive differently. I haven't been in an accident this year. Or any of their trucks
well,
down
let's,
there.
Let's keep in mind that we don't want to get in any accidents.
It's funny,
either one of us.
Back in the past, occasionally, once every 10 years, my car gets dented or something. But now that the Sunbury Motor Company's been taking care of me, I haven't hit anything and no one's hit me. So.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it works out. All right. The people in the other lane are grateful for that. All right. Call us now, 570-743-9565.
Yeah, we ought to start with EB's letter here because it ties into the other thing that I wanted to mention briefly. Just at the start of the show. EB says, conservatives have recently been waging a war against drag queens, calling them groomers. They say they simply want to protect children. Now comes word that more than 450 Catholic clergy in Illinois sexually abused nearly 2,000 children since 1950. This comes on the heels of similar scandals in Boston, Baltimore, and even in nearby Harrisburg. I look forward to conservatives waging war against Catholic priests with the same vigor that they go after drag queens. Oh, wait, that won't actually happen. Why not? Because it's not about protecting children. It's about bigotry. If it was really about protecting children, the hypocritical conservatives would acknowledge that your kid is far safer around a drag queen than they are around a priest.
Yeah, I'll never forget that news conference. Josh Shapiro, of course, at the time they said Josh Shapiro would never become governor because of his investigation of Catholics and Penn State, that those two would be enough to. But I remember he said 301-71, and 301 was the total number of Pennsylvania boys abused right. by priests, and 71 in the Harrisburg diocese.
Well, I mean, she has a point. It's terrible that they did this, and I don't see the equation here between drag queens and Catholic priests. But, you know, it's like saying E.B. always takes one thing or one group of bad people and magnifies it out to the whole Republican Party and conservatives. And I thought today I really expected E.B. to be writing a letter about this Hunter College professor banning, throwing things off the students' desk and trying to stop their free speech. And I really, when I saw the story this morning, I was just sure she would be enraged because this professor, they sent a reporter to her house last night to get her side of the story.
Well, I think E.B. complains about systematic conservatives. Plights, not
well,
just
let
the,
me finish.
The duty of one.
All right, so they send someone to her house to get her side of the story.
Wait, the professor.
The professor.
Not E.B.
Not E.B. She rushed out of the door and held a machete to the reporter's throat.
Jeez.
Now, this woman is black. She's a college professor.
It was.
Does that mean we should say all black college professors are nuts? No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean all Catholic priests are pedophiles. There are bad people in every profession. There are bad cops. There are bad doctors. There are bad letter writers to on the mark. There's bad in everything and good in everything. You know, and we have to take the bad with the good. There's no way to just get rid of the bad and always have nothing but good. We'd be out of business if that were the case. Would we not?
Right. So the moral of the story is we have this massive culture war underway, and people don't really see what's happening directly in front of them. But, we're going to have to find some way to get along
EB,
or stay off of social media.
With all due respect to the valid points EB often makes, she is just myopic in her hatred of conservatives. You know, it's terrible because there are many good conservatives. There are many good liberals. You and I disagree on a lot of different things. But have we ever been mean to each other? Have
No.
we ever been dismissive of one another?
Well, and the machete is just a decoration. It's not actually used during discussion.
Well, yeah, we have it here. And, of course, you're packing most of the time.
Well, it's an African
artifact. I have my machete. You have your gun.
Right.
Somehow I think I'm going to lose if push comes to shove.
Well, it just depends on who strikes first, you know. Really? All right, anyway, but 570-743-9565. Well, we really have just this ramped-up culture war where we hate certain individuals on the other side of things, and we hate what they do anyway, and we don't see fault in our own. Really, all of us have a significant amount of fault that we could see in the mirror if we'd look at it, and all of us are going to have to, if we're ever going to get along, we're just going to have to, set
right.
some of this hatred aside.
But, there are bad people. This Catholic youth abuse problem with priests is terrible. It makes me some days ashamed to be a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that are entrusted to our spiritual care have so abused the system, abused their trust, abused everything they pledged to do. It's unconscionable. It really is.
And remember, Josh Shapiro would never be governor.
No.
All right, Bob, thanks for calling in. You are on the mark.
I say good morning, Papa Joe, Uncle Mark, and Aunt Lynn.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm responding to a news story on CBS News about the police and their time to respond, to a call. You have to realize that, of course, even in our area with our first responders at the fire companies and stuff, I mean, not everybody is, they're wired up and they have their radios on, but in order to get a crew ready to fight a fire or, go to any call, especially in a rural area like we live in, it doesn't happen overnight and it happens over a period of time, but at least we have that system in force here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a tough case in New York. It was on CBS about a slow call, a botched dispatch kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Fortunately, it doesn't happen too often around here, but humans staff all of our fire companies and comm centers, so
yes.
Of course we're not infallible. All right, thank you so much, Bob. Thanks
all right,
for calling.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, Stan, you are next. We are enjoying an open phones day on WDKOK.
Good morning. EB has it bad. She must never look in the mirror. But anyways, that's not why I called. You need to go online and look up O'Keefe Media Group. James O'Keefe has done it again. He's exposed Fetterman this time. And, well, his people and the way they're acting and what they do as far as putting Fetterman out there in the public, how they hide him, and they only talk to friendly reporters, and he kind of exposed, I saw a clip, it's probably about 2 to 3 minute clip, they exposed how Fetterman, if he could get rid of the Second Amendment, he would, although he has firearms, so that would make him the biggest hypocrite in the world, but we all knew that. So it's out there.
Well, I don't think
I wouldn't be surprised if this guy isn't fired today after that broke last night.
Which guy? What guy fired for what? You haven't made that quite clear enough for me to
understand. I don't know the guy's name. It's Brandon something, I think it is. He's the one that goes around with Fetterman with the iPad so that Fetterman can understand what people are saying. Okay? He's always close by.
Right. And he would be fired. Why?
Well, because he's exposing Fetterman for the fraud that he is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And in what regard did he expose Fetterman as a fraud?
Well, as his people only allow certain reporters to question Fetterman because, they're friendly to him.
Well, that's everybody.
President Biden's been practicing that for
some
time now.
Yeah, I understand that. And right. But also some of his policies, like if he could get rid of the Second Amendment, he's going to work to, abolish the Second Amendment. Although he's a gun owner himself, but, hey, he's a special guy, right? So, there's a lot more to it. You'd have to watch the whole thing to understand what is going on. But
yeah,
it wouldn't surprise me if the guy isn't fired today or tomorrow. At least removed from his position and put someplace else.
Well, what is his job description? Following him around with a tablet?
Well, pretty much. He's an assistant. He's assistant to Fetterman. He's the one that helps him with his iPad and stuff so that he can understand, because that's what's going on, because Fetterman, his hearing comprehension, he hears, but he doesn't comprehend, so he reads the stuff.
Well, the guy's name you're talking about, I assume, is Luke Borwegian, or Borwegian.
Okay, that's it, Luke, okay.
Okay.
You're right.
And he's claiming this group that you're talking about, O'Keefe Media Group, says they're a group of investigators and journalists designed to correcting what's wrong.
Right. Yeah, just you can take it. He was part of the Project Veritas, but the Project Veritas kicked him out because some power grab in there. O'Keefe's the one that started the whole thing,
whatever. What they're saying is he'd be okay, meaning Fetterman, he'd be okay with overturning the Second Amendment, probably. That doesn't mean he's advocated it or said he wants to do it.
Sure he has. He said it during his campaigns. We've got to ban guns. Anyways, he's the one that goes around chasing black men with his shotgun because they're jogging down the street. So,
oh, brother.
We'll let it go at that right now.
I think that's very common in Washington.
Don't go, oh, brother, because you know what happened.
Yeah, it did.
I think the thing about Washington where they only talk to friendly reporters, that's very common. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea. You should talk to everybody. I think President Trump was probably the last person that would talk to a press spray and take questions from everybody. But I think what's happening is they screen people out. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, for a time anyway, would only talk to Newsmax and OAS and Fox. She may have softened up on that same story with all of her peers in that ultra-right group that were against McCarthy. They would only talk to certain conservatives. They wouldn't, because they were friendly spaces. Now, I'm sure maybe they make an exception now. A lot of that tension has eased, but in any event, that's
all right. That's wonderful. I mean, what I'm saying is there's more to it than that. It's, I can't repeat everything that was said in the clip that was shown. So he didn't do his, in my opinion, he didn't do his employment very much good. Okay.
Are you sure this
I see him being looking for another job soon.
Was this person employed by Fetterman or by the Senate?
Or Fetterman?
Well, he's one of Fetterman's aides. So who pays the bill? Well, I'm sure the Senate pays the bill, but he's part of the office staff.
And Stan and Mark and Joe pay the bill.
Right.
right, exactly. We're paying the bill. But, it is what it is. So, but there's another thing, in the state house they passed this universal background check law yesterday or day before, whichever day it was.
Well, just in the house.
Now, I'm gonna go to, passed in the House. Now it's the Senate. I understand the process. Okay, now hopefully they're smart enough to stop it down there. Without that, well, as I've said it before, a universal background check is worthless. You know why? I could tell you why.
Because you don't like it.
No, well, that too, but that's not why, okay? If you, Mark, if you were going to sell Joe a firearm, okay, right now you can do it, a long gun, not a handgun. Handguns at PA are registered, okay? So, but a long gun. If you were to sell Joe a long gun, right now you could do it. And in the future, if this should get passed, you would have to go to a dealer, okay? To what end will that happen? Okay, you've done that. But the crime still continues to rise. We still have murders with guns, and we still have lowlifes committing, you know, serious crimes.
But Stan, you've said,
what's the next step? Because the firearms will still keep showing up at crime scenes. But this can't happen because we have universal background checks, and we prevented everybody that can't have firearms from getting firearms, correct?
But you've always said that registration is the first step toward confiscation, and yet you just said that handguns are registered and they haven't been confiscated.
Quite the opposite.
Well, it's because we've got all the long guns that we need. Okay,
no, I'm talking about handguns.
If they think they need to, it won't end well for somebody. But anyways, that's a whole other story. But if they want full registration of all firearms, there you go. They have that in California, and in the past they have gone around and confiscated certain guns in California because they have full registration. Every handgun, long gun is registered in California.
Okay, well.
So it has happened, but what I'm saying is they passed this law. Well, it won't be effective because this criminal will still go down to the corner and Bubba will open his back door, his trunk, and in there will be laying whatever guns are laying, and you know, Larry the gangbanger will buy whatever he wants out of that trunk. There will be no paperwork on that, and that gun will show up at a crime scene. So they will say, "Well, we haven't stopped that, so now we have to have a registry." So who is getting these guns? Because right now, if you just do universal background checks.
At least the races are getting along.
The government doesn't know who has them.
Stan, we have laws that say shoplifting is illegal, but people shoplift.
Ah, no kidding.
So we got to close stores?
What? Yeah. No, I think we should
prosecute all the criminals who get caught. Okay, but what if they don't get caught? What if we don't have the mechanism to catch all the criminals?
This ain't going to go
well,
anywhere.
Well, you know, that's why in certain cities in this country, Walmarts and Walgreens and CVSs are closing stores. Right?
Yes, if you say so, Stan.
No, they are. San Francisco Walgreens is pulling out of certain neighborhoods. They're closing their stores because they've gone in there. The thieves are going in groups and just swept the shelves off in the garbage bags and walked out the door. You tell me how long a store or any company can keep stores open with that kind of loss. It happens in Walmart. Walmart's closing two or three stores in Chicago because of that reason. Wholesale theft.
Okay.
And the people that are supposed to stop it and prosecute it aren't.
All right, we got you, Stan. Thank you so much, sir.
Take care.
Yep, much
appreciate
it. Thank you, sir. All right. 1-800. Scratch that. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. That's 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Enjoy the keyword.
OTM.
OTM.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hey. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. We're so glad to see everybody on the radio. One of our good listeners says, watch out for traffic delays on Front Street and Sunbury. I believe there's, I'm going to say Packer Street.
You're going to say that, aren't you?
Church Street. Sunbury Municipal Authority doing some work there. So that's leading to some delays on Front Street at that location. So be aware of that. Might want to use 2nd Street, 3rd Street, 4th Street, or 5th
Avenue?
You can't
South
use
Street's the best street. Yeah, I thought you were singing the lyrics to South Street by the Orlans from
Sixth
the 1960s.
One way inbound into the downtown, so that won't help you. Plus, there's a little tiny alley by the American Legion. Maybe you can use that to get around traffic.
Well, we have an email here from one of our listeners. It says, EB has some very biased and bigoted thoughts she shares publicly, but hasn't the courage to sign her name. Perhaps E and B aren't her actual initials. I find it difficult to lend credence to anyone not willing to identify for comments going over the airwaves. Signed, John Doe.
Oh, it is not.
I'm only kidding. Signed by Dennis Laskowski. Dennis, I appreciate your comment.
And I agree just the opposite. I think a lot of people love to send in emails. They're not signed,
We see the email address, but we don't repeat it.
Well, we know who they are.
And we're happy to give people anonymity. You're allowed to have that, and EB is perfectly allowed to use her initials or make up initials. If you called in and said your name was Earl, we'd have no reason to check you. We would just address you as Earl because that would show up on our screen, right?
Got another email. This is a leftover from yesterday. Go right ahead.
All right. Mark, good morning. Something you said this morning gave me an idea for a suggestion for bumper music for On the Mark. Sanford Townsend Band, Smoke from a Distant Fire. Have a great show today. Musically yours, Rob.
That's a great band director, band-oriented, youth Pocono music camp volunteer participant thing. And thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Well, we have this professor from New York who's now apparently going to face criminal charges for holding a machete to someone's throat.
Well, yeah, the machete is that's like a little over the top. If you want to throw their brochures on the floor, that's poor form. But if you're going to hold a machete to a reporter's neck, that's actually considered aggravated assault.
Yes,
aggravated assault. That's a felony.
And when you appear to look maniacal, although she did turn around and go right back in. I mean, it was only there for a split second or two. But still, and I thought the reporter was interesting. He said, let's get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, is that what they said on the video?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, honestly, that's pretty bad. But imagine just a little, you hold a machete up there and just a little slip or something, or you slip on the sidewalk or on a banana peel.
Can you imagine that had a right-to-lifer held a machete to the throat of a someone, it would, EB would, boy, she'd be frothing at the mouth. You know, we'd be sending letters. These insane right-to-lifers, they're holding machetes to people's throats.
I think both sides of the abortion fight have been violent?
Yeah,
or
they
is
have
it
been.
Just the
no, there's been violence on both sides, and it's unfortunate. It's certainly an argument. We've bounced this back and forth in this program many, many times, and there's never, in my opinion, never going to be a solution to the issue. As long as there are people who believe that a woman has an absolute right to determine whether or not she remains pregnant, and other people believe that she has absolutely no right to terminate what will be a human life, we're never going to get anywhere. It's just too far apart for there to be a compromise. How do you compromise? If I believe that abortion is a moral evil, how do I compromise with that?
Well, the dilemma is that the stakes are so high. You know, if this were legalized pot, you could say, and you would argue, Joe, no, that's not a good idea. And
well,
I could say,
man,
well, no, it is a good idea. Let's have legal, right? Well, you like pot, bad example. But legalized moonshine, you know, you don't want that. So you could say, well, let's ban it. And I say, well, no, we have to have it. It's the lifeblood of the hunting camp. So you have the situation there where we're never going to agree on this, but it doesn't really matter. It only hurts us. But abortion, if you're pro-life, you think it kills a soul that's already been named and numbered and counted by our maker, and it's a life lost.
Well, you have to believe in our maker, too. That's part of it.
Well, even if you don't, you know, even if you just believe in something else, but, you know, sort of the universe takes care of that child until it's born kind of thing. I'm just saying that it's not viewed by pro-life folks as a victimless crime, and that is the vexing dilemma of abortion. That's why we don't argue endlessly about moonshine or legalized pot or stop signs or radar.
But don't we all equivocate with this stuff? The Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, or I think it was literally translated, thou shalt not do murder. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, there's obviously a prohibition from on high, if you believe in on high, that says you don't take a life. Okay, now, there are exceptions to that. We fight wars where we measure victory by how many lives we've taken.
Don't think God wanted us to do that. That's not really...
So you don't think we should have let Hitler run amok? We shouldn't have killed anybody in his name?
I'm not saying that humans, in their sinful nature, can't come up with justified wars. I'm simply saying if everybody just complied with thou shalt not kill, we wouldn't have to overrun Hitler. But, you know, once somebody's out of compliance, we got to do... I realize that as nations, we have to do something that was 100% appropriate. But I'm simply saying that I don't think God looks down and says, he deserves to die. Go ahead and kill him. You know, I don't
what was the Marines' version of Vietnam? Kill them all, let God sort them out.
Well, that might have been what they had to do. All right, well, to be continued. I'm sure we got another fabulous email. I haven't seen it there, but
and we've got to talk about Target in hot water.
Oh, no, not another transgender topic. Is it?
Partly.
Oh, I figured. Here we go, folks. Back to the culture wars. You're listening to WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence.
Best Joe! Hey, man. What's up?
Oh, that's true. You're back on the pot.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we legalized pot in Shamokin Dam.
No, we're not going to legalize pot in Shamokin Dam.
Just one place?
And not really in Pennsylvania, I hope.
Oh, I don't know.
They're going to finance my... Finally give me a great big tax break on my property tax.
Oh, that's coming.
All I got to do is let a bunch of people say, well, let's have another toke here, man.
It's not necessarily that. I thought the pot money was going to go for state police.
The pot money.
Pot revenue. Well, they say up to $1 billion, which means anytime somebody in Harrisburg says something's going to generate $1 billion, automatically divide by two, and that's the actual amount it might bring in.
There's the law of unintended consequences, too. We don't have any idea how much they're going to cost if we do this thing.
The unintended consequences, like a...
Unintended. Not unattended. Intended.
The shortage of Middlesworth potato chips.
And munchies. Everybody's going to be driving around eating munchies.
All right. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. They disavow any knowledge or endorsement of our current conversation.
Of
us in general. SunburyMotors.com. Our phone number is 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@WKOK.com. And you can text us at 70236. Just make sure that you include the keyword OTM as part of your text. We'd love to hear from you today. I talked a little bit about the Catholic priests corollary to the Chicago priests, about 2,000 priests being named in a child sexual abuse pronouncement from the Attorney General.
200.
No,
it's
2,000. Yes, I think it's 1,900.
It was the number of children. Which was the number of children?
You're right. It's 1,900 children.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought.
So much more comforting. But
yes,
you're right.
It's
actually accurate. So thank you for that.
I'm always happy to set you straight. It's become a career for me, but I'm willing to do it.
For 31 years, Joe McGranahan has been saying, no, Mark.
No, that's not right.
Actually. All right. All right, 570-743-9565. Yeah, we talked about the corollary between the 2,000 victims of child sexual abuse in Illinois and conservatives who think that drag queens are grooming our children for sexualization. This is where you say, oh, brother. That's
no,
right.
I think that there's probably some truth to both.
Oh, brother. All right. So we'll do news headlines. We'll open up the phones. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. A juvenile has been charged for that threat made against the Seals Grove Middle School earlier this week. The Snyder County DA Mike Piezzo says that the juvenile, because of his tender young ages and being identified, he's charged with terroristic threats. That's a felony because of the disruption that took place at the school. They had to beef up Sealance Grove school police, state police, and local police on the scene. And the DA said the teen used another student's name to say that he was going to bring guns to the school. Monterey Area Recreation Commission has reached another crisis point where they're running out of money. It'll be a year or so until they're absolutely at zero. The MARC Executive Director Bob Stout says they're notifying Talon, the utility company, that they might have to give the Montour Preserve back to them because they won't have enough money. They have made some cuts and reductions in costs, but they will do a full court press and outreach campaign to try to spread the word about their financial straits. Joe, this is the kind of news story where you laugh out loud. In Harrisburg, lawmakers are trying to reduce your property bill.
Yes, well, they've been doing that for some time.
Right.
I remember Governor Rundell saying the day we get this gambling money in, you're going to have a deal.
All right. Yep. The property tax company's going to pay you to live in your house, basically.
Oh, wow.
Well, City, get ready to laugh again. Cityandstate.com reporting a bill that would expand the program that provides property tax relief in Pennsylvania is advancing in a bipartisan fashion in the House committee. The House Bill 1100, sponsored by Representative Stephen Samuelson, would increase the number of people eligible for the property tax rent relief program and increase the maximum allowable rebates. He says if we look at this program historically, it's been 16 and a half years since we adjusted the income limits. The program's currently open to individuals above the age of 65, as well as widows and widowers over 50 and adults with disabilities. They hope to expand that. And Joe's rolling his eyes. It's not going to happen.
Expand the disabilities?
No. Oh. Yeah, they want more people to have disabilities.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, boy. Let's see. The South Carolina Senate has approved a bill that would ban most abortions after around 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's before most people know they are pregnant. What's wrong with that sentence, Joe?
Most people know they are pregnant. Most people don't get pregnant. It's
right.
Just women.
It's just women, right. I think that's funny. This is CBS. Why not just say it's before most women know they're pregnant? But, you know,
if you believe, as CBS apparently does, that men can get pregnant.
All right. Well, that could be. Today is Brother's Day. You don't have any sibs, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. You're an only child, and you had an only child.
That's right.
Is that common?
I don't know. You'd have to ask only children everywhere.
Okay. Anyway, your brother may have tormented you as a child, but at least on one occasion, you should thank them because today is Brother's Day. 80% of Americans have at least one brother or sister. Let's see. Today is also World Schizophrenia Day. So, World Schizophrenia. Right. So salute.
Yeah, it has a day.
Who put that on the calendar?
I don't know. Why does it have a day?
I don't know. Probably because people who suffer from that form of mental illness.
But
let's help them.
I think they need to focus on that year round if there's an issue, and not just for one day.
Right. And finally, Ford Motor Company has changed its mind about ditching AM radios from their new vehicles, so they're going to keep including them. They found that less than 5% of Americans' drivers listened to AM radio on the ban, and it didn't come in clearly in electric vehicles. But because of all the interference from motorists and the government, Ford is now siding with the politicians and radio station owners who argued AM radio is an important part of the emergency alert system.
Essential part of the emergency alert system.
Well, and FMs are part of that, too, so we should know that.
You know, instead of banning these radios, there was a bill a few years ago that was called the All-Channel Radio, and it would have tuned directly from AM, the AM band to the FM band. In other words, you wouldn't have to throw a switch. Right. You wouldn't have to throw a switch. You would tune the radio, and it would be like you went from WKOK to WQKX.
What's in in between police, fire?
No, it would just be between those two bands. In other words, it would be between the AM and FM band on one dial.
Oh, geez, with digital technology, that'd be easy.
Yeah, I was in favor of that. But then I was also in favor of AM stereo and spent a fair amount of money to put it in here, which I think the equipment may still be back in the rack. But
it is. They use it for meters to judge levels and so on, because a very accurate device, of course, it doesn't produce a stereo signal anymore.
Anymore, right.
But it is a very accurate meter reader. All right, 570-743-9565. Dale from Sunbury, PA, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
I just want to know, where is the backdoor money? One of you guys got to know where this backdoor money is for these gambling and slot machines everywhere.
I know exactly where it is. It's in the back door.
No, Joe, come on. You know more about government than most of us. Come on, Joe. Who's the first one getting backdoor money, Joe? Tell us.
Nobody.
County commissioners. Who is it? Senators, who's getting the backdoor money?
At the moment, nobody, because it's not regular.
Come on, Joe.
Now, let me answer you.
Come on, Joe.
Dale, let me answer you.
Come on, Mark. Where's that, Mark?
At the moment, Dale, it's not regulated. Once it's regulated, the money will have a specific place to go.
Are you a dinosaur, or are you talking to me like a dinosaur? Come on. Where is
it? He's a herpetologist.
There is no backdoor money at the moment, Dale.
Yeah, let me tell you, why ain't the state police making arrests and going in here?
Because
we're being robbed. There's a robbery in progress.
But because
they're making $40 million a
day.
Let's go. There's a robbery in progress.
The reason that they aren't arresting anybody is that these aren't games of chance. They are games of skill. And the law only regulates...
It's designed to steal poor people's nickels, Joe.
And the law,
come on, they're making $40 million a day.
And the law only regulates games of chance. Not games of skill.
Let's go, Joe.
So there's not a robbery being on progress right now?
No, because no one is holding the gun to their head and telling them to play these machines. They do it on their own.
You are the dignity machine, Joe.
I'm what?
You are the dignity machine.
The dignity machine. Well, I believe in dignity. Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell you that. That's who you are, okay?
Okay.
So be proud of that.
I am proud of that.
Well, there's a robbery in progress. We need to know why police...
Who's being robbed? Who's being robbed and how?
The taxpayers. You're stealing poor people's nickels. $40 million a day, you're telling us that can't go to our budget.
Okay, so what obligation do
they... They'd rather go out the back door. Come on, man.
Dale, what obligation do these poor people...
So you want people to keep voting, right? Is that what the whole thing is? You think people are going
to
vote?
Earth to Dale.
They know what's going on?
Earth to Dale, what obligation do these poor people have to shepherd their own resources? Are they so bad that we must take care of them? They can't decide whether they've got a spare nickel to put in a game?
We have to cut their free food supplies off now.
Oh, now you want to cut off their food supplies. Okay, well...
Everybody.
Everybody's food supply. Nobody gets any food. All right, we got you, Dale.
Joe, you are good, dude. You're good. All right, guys.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate your call.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's being robbed, and I don't think there's... I mean, the people who put in these machines own them, and I think they lease them to the establishments, and they all say, that they're games of skill, not games of chance. The thing that worries me is that many of them have an ATM machine beside them, which leads you to believe that they're encouraging people to spend more than they might have available immediately to spend.
Joseph?
Yes?
Yes.
Not you.
Am I there?
Yep, you're on the radio.
Okay, thank you.
Joe,
I don't want you to feel too bad because you said what's happening, with the priest in the Catholic Church. Because the other group of Christians are called Protestants, Martin Luther, which Mark is one of them. They were, just as compliant to a lot of things like that as the Catholics were.
Oh, brother.
Hey. Look at the different Protestants preachers that have went, the other way. Even homosexual. And that's a fact. I was listening to NPR yesterday. They were interviewing a woman. She was a comedian, pretty famous one. I can't think of her name. And they asked her, and she was obviously either transvestite or lesbian. I forget which. That she was one of those, and they asked her how did this come about that it's so acceptable today when back a few years back it was not acceptable. Here was her answer. She said it was the churches. The churches became more acceptant of these things, and let their guard down. And that's how these things come in. And that's a fact.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about this for a moment. We blame, Joe and I will agree with this, we blame the Democratic Party, and it's a fact that they're the ones with the KKK and sponsoring slavery in the South, right? It was the Democrats. We all know that. That's a fact. And we say, well, they're reformed. Well, they really haven't been reformed. But again, let's look at the church. Look at the church. Hitler said, I'm only carrying out the 1,500-year work of the Catholic Church in persecuting the Jews. Martin Luther said, and I quote, burn their synagogues that God may see that we are Christians. That was a quote from Martin Luther. And so you understand that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, the Spanish Inquisition, this was all sponsored via the Catholic Church at the head. The popes were behind it. It wasn't just a few renegade priests. It's a fact. It's a historical fact. And Joe, you're a historian. You know that, right?
There was involvement at that level.
Oh, involvement? They were the ones sponsoring it.
Well, it's a little more complex than that. I mean, they certainly supported it, but it was a little more complex than that. There were reasons that had nothing to do with the Pope getting up today and deciding to launch a genocide against somebody.
Okay.
No, I'm saying if you would not go along with them, you were a dead man. They'd burn you at the stake or torture you in hideous ways. And that's a fact. Anyone that wants to just look up Spanish Inquisition and see where it come from.
Well, where are we headed here?
Look up the Puritans, 1692, Salem, Massachusetts.
The daughters that come out of her are so-called Protestant. That's where we get the word Protestant from. They used to be protesters, but the vernacular, we say Protestant.
And these are daughters of whom?
Of the mother. They come out of Catholicism. Martin Luther, Menno Simon, all these... they come out of the Catholic Church. They wanted to reform the church, but that didn't happen, so they started their own denomination, so to speak.
All right, we got you. And, thank you so much, Joseph. Great information all. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
thank
to this
you.
Day, the Lutherans love meatloaf.
That's right.
And the Catholics, lasagna.
Oh, yeah, your lasagna is crazy. Do you have one of those sales coming up?
No, we just have one. We've got a spaghetti dinner coming up.
Probably just as good.
That's number two.
Joe, you have a lot of reading to do.
I do. Do we have time for it?
Okay. No, I got to hit the break. We're going to read a lot of letters and emails and texts when we come back. 570-743-9565. Email on the mark at WKOK.com. Text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark. Should we disclose our conversation? Or
no.
Okay. All right. We are talking about...
lots of different stuff here
transphobia.
This morning.
Transphobia. All right. Upper right-hand corner, please.
Doug says, in response to EB's email, that's a ridiculous argument. Nobody is defending child sex abusers, including Catholic priests. The difference is that the left is saying we must accept and support the dry queens as they sexualize our children. Not that they are necessarily sexually abusing them, but that they are, in fact, warping children's minds with their sick sexual practices.
Oh, brother.
Sexual abuse of children is one of the most evil crimes one can commit, and it's happening at an alarming rate today with the child trafficking that's happening all around us, with wealthy, powerful people, including politicians, being heavily involved with this.
Isn't there like a a cadre, right, in Washington of Democrats in the basement of the pizza shop,
right.
Okay.
If the Epstein case would ever be fully investigated, powerful people and politicians would fall like dominoes. But I don't think it will ever happen because it goes way too deep. And if you believe Epstein killed himself, you're part of the problem. Signed, Doug.
I don't think he did kill himself.
I think somebody bumped him.
Yeah, off. I think he got killed. Would
right.
be a pretty fabulous working theory. Okay, thank you, Doug.
Interrupted Doug's thoughts with disparaging remarks
Joe, we're not men. This is ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
If you have a show with people dressing up and men dressing up in women's clothing in some sort of a hall, there's no kids there. It's not sexualizing kids. It's not at a local elementary school.
Well, do you think a drag show should ever be allowed to
of
admit
course.
Children?
Well, I guess you could do an age thing. I mean, it's, you know, we separate everything by age for people, whether it's smoking or movies or any
right.
kind of entertainment, bars.
I mean, if an 18-year-old chooses to go to something like that, or I think it should be the way with movies.
Well, 18, yeah.
No one under 13 admitted without a parental accompaniment.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's the end of the world.
Well,
I don't
that's
think they're
you.
Sexualizing children just by dressing up in women's clothing.
What are they doing? What positive value does that provide that we couldn't get by having a normal person going
Joe,
in and doing the same thing? Huh?
Have you ever heard of entertainment?
It's, well, what's entertaining
well,
about
what
it?
About the fun that they have? I don't know. I don't think I've ever been to a drag show.
No, I haven't
but
either. But I mean,
people who go say it's a blast. They have fun. It's people you know dressed as women. You know, we know that Victoria Rosenkranz, our good friend who's been here a couple times as a candidate, she portrayed a doctor.
Dr. Victor.
Right, right. Yeah, she was on the poster. And proud to be so, and it's just good, clean fun for
okay.
adults.
Well, let's say that there are exceptions to the rule. I mean, we've all laughed at the movies like Mrs. Doubtfire. Funny movie.
Oh, think of all the movies. Oh, there's 100 movies.
Yeah, we laughed at Tony Curtis and I forget who was the other. Oh, Jack Lemmon in Some Like It Hot.
Right, there you go.
You know, so
this is just the beginning.
There are movies where it happened. But the purpose of the movie, you have to look at the underlying cause. It wasn't to entertain children. It was to, in Mrs. Doubtfire's case, she wanted to be close to her grandchildren, and that was the only way she could do it.
Right.
In Some Like It Hot, they were fleeing from gangsters. So it isn't just to say, let's dress up like women and put on a show.
Yeah, but they were
doing things specifically.
But deep down, the reason they did that was to sexualize children.
Not really.
I know.
I don't believe they did. But is it possible that a drag show could sexualize children? In your opinion,
well,
could it ever happen?
If you do like a Clockwork Orange and you make them stare at the screen and you use those eye clamps to keep their eyes open and you waterboard them afterwards and say you will become perverted, I think it probably would work.
You think let's be honest about this. There are other forms of entertainment that are just as that perhaps are more enriching, more entertaining. You know, mm-hmm. Is this the only thing we can do to make people laugh and smile and joke?
If kids get a hold of a phone, they can look at pornography anytime they want to. Nobody seems to be up in arms about that.
Well, I think quite a few people are up in arms about that.
Well,
there are all sorts of programs that control what a kid can and can't see.
Right, but I think kids get a hold of it on their own. Or at least kids say that they get a hold of it on their own. I don't know that they actually do, but, you know, when they ask kids, they say, oh, yeah, when I was 8, I got my dad's phone or my mom's phone, and I looked at whatever I wanted to.
Okay, well, Dave on the Hill says, I don't know if you need my letter need my letter 2 weeks ago about New York Harbor and Fleet Week. This has nothing to do with what we're discussing today. Where's the other one? There was one here. Okay, in response to EB's... Yeah, we read that
You're not deleting, you're just closing.
Okay, I thought we had another
hit the
one
up
there.
Arrow.
Arrow. Up, where's an up?
We're having an IT meltdown here. There you go.
All right. Craig says, I don't know a single person, including all Catholics, who do not condemn sexual abuse of children by priests. Many of us think grooming and mutilating children is also abuse. EB evidently is fine with exposing children to men dressed up like women, stripping and gyrating sexually in their faces, or doctors disrupting the natural hormonal development of children and chopping off their genitals for no medical reason. Signed, Craig.
All right.
So, well, you go.
Are we doing that in a widespread fashion?
I don't know. But if we're doing it at all, it certainly should be subject to some kind of regulation. You know, I think that some of this stuff can't be undone. We don't know what affects kids. I look at my own grandson, my 14-year-old, how much he was impacted by being off school for a year, you know, having to learn at home. Socialization was difficult. I mean, he couldn't have any friends. He couldn't meet people, couldn't do anything. His classes weren't even, he didn't even see his teachers. He had to email them. You know, that's hard for kids at that age of their development. So we don't know what things are going to affect children down the line. If I'm going to err, I'm going to err on the side of caution.
Yeah, that'll probably help Ron DeSantis in his presidential campaign because he got the schools open in Florida ASAP. So that's one of the feathers in his cap as he's campaigning. So I think people will respond and appreciate that. All right, we'll take more emails sent to On the Mark at WDKOK.com. You can text us at 70236, include the keyword OTM. And there's one text there. You can read that down in the lower right corner. I didn't even see it down there.
Stan is crazier than EB with his comments.
We are not men. We are all losing it. There's
so
just
implying
no
that
other
EB
way
is
around.
Crazy, but Stan is crazier.
All right. 570-743-9565. David, last caller before a quickie break. Please go right ahead.
Hi. I wanted to throw some nuance into this whole drag queen conversation. I feel like the political right has a way to win this, but they're missing the mark on it, where if we focus on what's happening, where nobody should have issues with adults having adult funds, adult fun in an adult setting. The issue is when you inject children into it and then the insistence on having them there and the continual defense of that. So that's where I think the whole narrative is lost, because nobody should have issues with adults doing adult things.
Right. I don't think we do. I think that's been an argument all along, and you're right, that it's got to be age appropriate.
Correct. So, but why is half this argument in favor of having children present? Because that's where the conversation needs to have, where there is something corrupt about adult grown men being willing to dance sexually in front of small children.
Well, who's letting kids in? I'm not familiar with that argument. I am certainly familiar with the fact that lots of folks say that argument's being forwarded.
There is firsthand footage from Texas, primarily Florida. Remember, I believe it was about a year ago, there was that scene from an adult club that in the background of like about 12-year-old children, it said it won't lick itself.
Okay.
And there's adult men dancing in front of children. And that's what I'm like, it's not a dig on drag queens or an attack on drag queens themselves. It's when they feel the need and enjoy performing for underage children.
Well, another example would be, let's say they are imitating striptease dancers or exotic dancers.
Relax.
Or entertainers. What if they actually brought in the exotic female dancers in G-strings and pasties and whatever else to dance in front of the children? Yeah, would that be acceptable? No, it wouldn't be. We'd be up in arms about that.
Correct. I believe it needs to be treated, drag needs to be treated the same as strip clubs. If you're over 18, you're a legal adult, you can vote. I do not care what you do. What I care about is when you have grown adult men and just adults in general advocating for having children present while their sexual performance is going on in front of them.
Is that widespread?
It is. That's where like the Florida bill that DeSantis just passed that allegedly he's attacking drag queens. It has to be age appropriate, and it authorizes the state to revoke licenses of bars that have children have minors present for adult performances.
Gotcha.
That is where the argument should stay, is hey, we need to not allow minors in adult performance settings. So if everyone's over 21 and at a bar and whatever's happening, who cares? It's when you insist on having 12-year-olds. Or I watched a video come out of Austin, Texas, where there was literally infants, and you've got quite talented men, but men nonetheless in very scant clothing doing very sexual performances in front of those children.
Yep, you're right. It's got to be age appropriate.
Yeah, I guess age appropriateness would certainly be easier enough to enforce. I mean, if they're, especially if it's at a bar, they got a liquor license, and that's revocable.
What's the benefit of it? In other words, I don't understand what anybody perceives as the benefit of doing that.
Well, they probably just think it's entertainment.
I don't either.
obviously, it's gone awry.
And like the simple solution to that would be the benefit to the people that are advocating it to sexually expose children. Like, the only benefit I can see is completely apprehensible to a normal person, correct?
Right.
I guess so. On this show.
That's where I just wanted to... I feel like we get bogged down in... the whole argument or debate gets focused on drag itself, where drag itself is not the concern of most people. It's drag in front of children. Like, we go through all these means to protect children, except half the country is promoting having adult sexually dance in front of them.
That's false.
Well, some of the shows say that they're safe, children are encouraged, they're family-friendly. I don't know how you have a family-friendly drag show any more than I understand how you have a family-friendly striptease show.
Exactly. It's two sides of the same coin. It's the same concept. If you're not going to allow children into strip clubs, why are you allowing them into drag shows? And a lot of the bills that are coming out are focusing on what state power can do to the venues that host them, and that's what's going on in Florida, where they're pulling liquor licenses from bars that host minors. And I feel like that's the narrative obviously gets skewed once it hits the corporate media, and it's all just, oh, DeSantis is attacking drag queens. And I'm not passing any judgment on DeSantis or anything he's doing. I'm just pointing it out where there's more nuance there, and then our clickbaity culture isn't willing to dig in and actually hear the nuance of the argument, the nuance of the policy, or what's going on.
All right. Okay. Hey, thank you for your call.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Call again, David.
Yeah.
Appreciate your call.
Really
take care.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. All right. We got open phones. We're talking about drag shows. Lots of folks feel as though that they're perfectly good entertainment. It wouldn't even kill a child to see some of the performances.
But actually,
if they're adult-oriented, obviously that would not be ideal.
We're talking about it in relationship to our initial letter from EB, which equated the Catholic Church priest sexual scandal with drag queens.
Okay.
Whether or not...
Well, with the conservative outrage over the supposed drag queen issue. And, of course, EB wisely said it's safer to have a child exposed to a priest than to a conservative or something
like
that.
No, it was the other way around.
The other way around. Yeah, thank you.
Better that a child be with a drag queen than a Catholic priest. That was her
point.
There
you go. Okay. 570-743-9565. That's why I'm not allowed to summarize the emails either.
You're dangerous when left alone.
All right. Joe's here. His position is that kids should be able to do absolutely anything they want anytime. 570-743-9565, right? We'll be right back.
Not exactly.
Oh, okay.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
All right. One of our good listeners says, just remember that the Trumpster was Jeffrey Epstein's wingman for many years. His statement on the subject was, Jeffrey and I both love beautiful women. Jeff just likes them a little younger. Wink, wink, he would say.
Yes. And do you know, we were talking about yesterday, these marketing campaigns that have somehow failed.
Bud Light is plummeting.
Bud Light, you're right, is really plummeting. They've lost, 24% of their market
share. Did you say they had like a $20 rebate?
Yeah, they're offering a $20 rebate on a case of Bud Light.
I saw somebody afterward who said at the beverage supermarket you can get a case of Bud Light for $24. So they're basically giving it away.
Well, I think what they're doing is, you know, they're also having a problem with people not buying Bud Light, and so it's sitting on the shelves in the stores long enough that it becomes outdated.
Oh, okay.
And I think what they're trying to do is to give it away for free before they have to buy it back from the distributors, at least get somebody to drink the stuff again.
The trouble with Bud Light drinking it for just $4 for a case is it's still Bud Light, so it's not the best beer in history anyway.
The whole problem was that they took on a marketing campaign that somebody thought was a good idea. I'd love to see what heads rolled in the marketing department at Bud Light, because there had to be a few.
That was in charge of their contemporary marketing.
And now, taking a lesson from that, Target has found itself in hot water again over its gay Pride collection, this time because of its partnership with a controversial designer. The major retailer partnered with UK-based brand Abpralin to sell merchandise with pro-LGBTQ messages to celebrate Pride Month, which starts in June, right? I think it's the month of June. A search on Target's website found some of the items. While the company was already under a microscope over its tuck-friendly swimsuits, some social media users are angered to discover that the designer, Eric Carnell, is also an outspoken Satanist whose brand features occult imagery and messages like Satan respects pronouns on Abpralin, and it also sells merchandise with aggressive messages attacking critics. Pins with the phrases, heteronormalcy is a plague. I like that one. Heteronormalcy is a plague. And burn down the cis-tem, C-I-S-T-E-M, are featured on the website, along with one that says homophobe headrest with an image of a guillotine.
Oh, dear.
Carnell, the transgender designer behind the brand, is identified on Instagram as Eric C., and he explained that Satan represents passion, pride, and liberty, and loves all LGBTQ+ people.
Satan does,
right.
Well,
Satanists don't actually believe in Satan. He's merely used as a symbol of passion, pride, and liberty. This is who Target has now partnered themselves with through this company.
One of their 956 partners who are providing a product for them.
Well, they backed off. Originally, they had a display with this LGBTQ clothing.
Tuck-friendly
swimsuits. And we'll leave that to your imagination. Mark didn't believe me. He had to look it up.
I had to look it up. Okay, Google. What is tuck-friendly?
Here's what I found.
Oh, it's not going to... He won't even read it. It's too obscene. It's for individuals halfway through transitioning from male to female.
Or have not transitioned. Not transitioned at all.
Okay, but they want to wear a bathing suit that really looks more like a woman's bathing suit.
But, you know, let's face it. Marketing campaigns have failed many times over the years because people miscalculated. There was a campaign in England, I think for Burger King, where they said that women belong in the kitchen. Well, can you imagine the backlash that created? You know, and one of my favorites was the Chevy Nova. Well, and they tried to market in Spanish-speaking countries. Nova in Spanish means it won't go.
Oh, I mean, no go.
No go. So, I mean, there have been terrible failures in marketing campaigns, and they cost companies money. Mm-hmm. You know, somewhere down the line, someone says a great idea. Hey, let's partner with a transgender woman and celebrate her year of being a woman. And somebody else says, whoa, if you're going to do that, I'm not drinking your beer.
Well, and I think Bud Light probably thought a little extra publicity would probably help them. But unfortunately, it's gone too far. Half their value has been lost.
Right, and people don't want to drink the beer. And Target, which had that display planned for the front of their stores, has now moved them to the back of the store and cut the size down by 2/3.
Okay. Joe.
Well, I mean, people vote with... We always say actions have consequences, and people vote with their wallets and their pocketbooks, and they do.
One of our listeners says, how appropriate as we approach Memorial Day. People died so we could have this conversation and have a tuck-friendly display. Oh, brother. All right, Harry, you are on the mark. Thank you for calling in.
I wanted to give an update. Yesterday, we were talking about the professor from Hunter College, the one who overturned the table and yelled and screamed at the pro-life students, remember?
Right.
Anyway, that actually occurred on the 2nd of May, and Hunter College promised a quick investigation. Well, 3 weeks later, the professor was arrested yesterday because a New York Post reporter asked her about the incident, and she held a machete to him.
Was she actually arrested? We talked about that at the beginning of the program
today. Oh, I didn't hear the first half hour.
Yeah, we talked about it as a follow-up to what we did yesterday, but I heard that, you know, they showed the video on TV this morning of her holding the machete to the guy's throat, and but they didn't say, and the last thing I saw in that video was a guy saying, let's get out of here, after she went back in and closed the door. But did they actually press charges, and did they actually arrest her for that?
Yes.
Good. She
according
should
to the
be.
New York Post.
She should be.
Yeah, that's a little over the top.
Right. Now, I also want to comment, too, on your previous thing here with Target. The lunatic who was claiming that Satan loves whatever it was.
LGBTQ plus people.
Right. Satan doesn't love anybody. Satan is incapable of love.
Who knew?
He is the antithesis of love.
Do you know him?
Oh, I know that Satan is real, as opposed to how most people view the world anymore. And I know that Satan is evil, and there is evil in the world, so I can't say that I know him directly, no. But I find it frivolous and somewhat scary that nobody has any respect for the fact that there is evil in the world. And it's always a joke to everybody. I find that very disconcerting.
I don't think evil itself is a subject of humor or levity, but there are people who use it. For example, I'll give you a classic example. There was nothing benevolent or funny about the Hitler regime, and yet the TV show Hogan's Heroes was funny about World War II.
It was, but that also wasn't meant to glorify the Nazis. Unlike certain shows, and I never saw it, so I can't be an expert on it, I guess, but like they had the show Lucifer, which is supposed to show this witty, urbane, suave guy riding around in fast cars, and all he really is the devil. We're glorifying the devil as opposed to poking fun at an evil empire like the Nazis. That's the difference.
Yeah, but on the other hand, there are TV shows that really make the devil look like what he is. I'm trying to think of the name of the show. It's Christoph Waltz, who's one of my favorite actors. Mark, I recommended the show to you on Netflix. What was that called? It was The Consultant. The Consultant was the name of the show. If you want to see how evil can be portrayed accurately, you should watch that show.
Yeah, but it goes again, too, to where the whole point, though, again, is that that's the outlier in most things, you know, and now if you are opposed to this designer, for example, you're the one who's a misunderstanding and a transphobe.
You're
and a
being ignorant.
And a misogynist and a sexist and some kind of ist of some kind. You know, that's pretty sad.
Yes,
my observation.
You're ignorant and uninformed.
Well, when they say
I suffer from, you know, I don't care, and it doesn't really matter to me in any way, shape, or form.
Apathetic and uninformed. There you go. That's where I fall. Okay.
You know, everybody will always have an opinion about you, and some of them will be right, some of them will be wrong.
I thought it was interesting.
Slip marks on my wrist.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace, a Republican from South Carolina, wrote, Bud Light shocks and insults their customers. Target says, hold my beer.
We can do better.
Well, I think what everybody misses with this whole thing with the Budweiser campaign, though, is when they talk about a war on women, to take what is supposed to be a month to celebrate women and their accomplishments and put a biological male in as the spokesperson, or to let biological males run or swim against women in competition, that's a war on women. And that's not fair to them.
All right, we got you. All right, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Harry.
And I do have an opinion of you, Harry, and it's good, okay? I appreciate it. All right. Thank you so much. All right. We'll take more comers. 570-743-9565. Got one email from, it's not signed. Joe, go ahead and read that real quick. And oh, we got the text, too.
Okay.
The
text says, I asked the audience, besides the incidence of cancer, is there any good reason to cut off a boy's penis or slice off a girl's breasts?
All right.
And, but when Trump heard the allegations about Epstein with kids, he separated himself from Epstein, and he didn't visit Epstein's island like many other powerful people.
Oh, yes. Trump is such a moral candle to look to him, except for grabbing women by the privates. I'll tell you what, he's a pretty good example.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Hold on to that one. We're going to need it. Joe and I are talking about the whore of Babylon that went to a drag show carrying a Bud Light and used a machete to cut off certain
body parts. Right.
And all the while gyrating in front of children. So that's what we've been talking about today. I wish to talk to you. No, just
and with a meatloaf sandwich in her hand.
Right. There you go. That's the Lutheran food of choice, meatloaf. Anyway, hey, the Sunbury Motor Company, it's a family-owned dealership since 1915. You can put some women in the trunk. We'll talk about that in a moment. But they have the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury where they do inspections and pump you up with nitrogen and take care of vehicles and align them. They got a number of vehicles that we're talking about at the Sunbury Motor Company. Haven't talked about them in a while since we drove one that they had down there. But the Ford Mustang Mach-E is coming available again. The wait lists are getting a little bit shorter. If you haven't heard, about $61,000 is the sort of the price range. Maybe about $41,000 to $61,000 is the normal range. Yes, you can up it into ultra turbo electric battery one and get the I think it's like 350-volt charger or some of the DC charger. But the Mustang Mach-E, it's been redesigned from the ground up, so some of the little dilemmas they had with the first year, they got them all solved. Very highly regarded in Consumer Reports and Motor Trend magazine. The Mustang Mach-E, ultra reliable, much more average, much above average than a gasoline motor is. And of course, affordable vehicle, 0 to 60 in like 5 seconds. It's just, well, yeah, you got them five or four electric motors going. They really take you off. It's basically a muscle car, only it looks like an SUV, and it's available at the Sunbury Motor Company. Order one up. SunburyMotors.com. Now, what were we saying before?
I was just talking about how advertising campaigns can go wrong, even with great companies. Ford, for example, through its J. Walter Thompson India campaign, launched for its Figo car, focused on a larger trunk capacity of the vehicle. The tagline was, "Leave your worries behind with Figo's extra-large trunk." The advertisement showed caricatures of three tied and gagged women in the trunk. The character of ex-Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was shown in the driver's seat. He was charged, or was known, rather, for his many affairs.
Oh, my gosh.
As a result, Ford faced a huge backlash. Ford marketing chief Jim Farley officially apologized, and it resulted, and rightly so, in the termination of a few employees at J. Walter Thompson India.
Oh, my
so, you
God.
Know, you rely on these people to develop an ad campaign.
J. Walter Thompson.
J. Walter Thompson.
The biggest ad agency in the world. You expect better from them. All right, Lance, you get a minute.
Okay, I remember back when Budweiser 24 12-ounce aluminum cans was $4.35 a case.
Oh, jeez.
So?
Yeah, that was before I realized how juvenilely stupid alcohol imbibement was. One of the things to think about here, the folks here at the Catholic Academy, they went to the Boston Satan rally, right? They said they got more flack from the Baptist than they did the Satanist. So, okay, bye.
All right, we got you, Lance. Thank you. Always good to hear from you. We will enjoy open phones tomorrow. We're going to sign up for CBS to talk about the DeSantis campaign. So maybe we'll have an expert that our good producer, Lynn Hall, will have to call up before the show. And she'll do that dutifully, and that's our plan for tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll have open phones.
Sounds good to me.
All right, tomorrow we talk about taxes and spending and normal things. This is WKOK Sunbury.